It's Wednesday, 26 November, and with your 5 p.m. news, I am Leonard Witbier. Since polling stations opened this morning at 7, One Africa TV visited 9 voting centres to observe the turnout for local authority and regional council elections in Katimamulilo. At Tobias Haicheko Combined School, when our team arrived at midday, presiding officer Sikope Sylvester confirmed that the first booklets of ballot papers for both the local authority and regional council elections had already been fully used.
And so far since we opened, we haven't had any issues, and I'm hoping that it stays like that. We just have a smooth voting.
Okay.
And so far, we've finished one book for regional council and one book for local authority. So that's around 200 people, because each book holds 100 papers. And we have started our second books both for regional council and local authority. So we are almost at 200 and something there.
Still on election matters, at the Max Mutongolume polling station in the Moses Tlaroeb constituency here in the capital, IPC's observer Alina Karan is urging the community to make their way to the polls. She notes that queues are minimal and during the late afternoon is a perfect time for voters to participate.
Yeah, I just want to tell the Namibian people that I did not vote. So maybe they may just come out and start voting now. Like this Maxam Tongarume, the process is really fast. You must just come and vote. No, the process is just really fast. No, there is no really problem, but they are just so fast.
In South Africa, controversial businessman Vusi Musi Cat Matlakla has confirmed he approached the Department of Public Works to lease the Police Training College Healthcare Center in Tswane and surrounding grounds. He's testifying before the Parliament Ad Hoc Committee in the Khosi Mampuru prison in the city. Matlakla denied leasing the premises in anticipation of a tender, stating his interest began in 2021. He further says the failed lease occupation of the hospital was due to the refusal by police members who had occupied it.
Students who are training inside there by the college, sometimes they get injuries, or even when they see, they have to go to the nearest hospital, which is outside the premises of SAPS. So I wanted to use that hospital as an opportunity for them to render the services for them. Medicare 24 Holdings, they are the one who doing management and operations.
Continentally, sustained gunfire erupted today near the National Election Commission headquarters in Guinea-Bissau's capital, according to Reuters witnesses and 2 residents. The incident comes as the coup-prone West African nation awaits provisional results from Sunday's presidential election expected on Thursday. The race between incumbent President Umaro Sisiko Embalo and leading challenger Fernando Diaz has already seen both candidates declare victory after the first round earlier this week. On the international front, the European Commission president says there cannot be unilateral carving up of a sovereign European nation and that Russia's mindset has not changed since Yalta. Our Ross Cullen reports that Ursula von der Leyen was addressing European lawmakers today as negotiations continue to try to end the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Ursula von der Leyen said Ukraine's security is Europe's security. She said there must be no redrawing borders by force and there must be an immediate return of all abducted Ukrainian children. Also on Wednesday, the German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said while he welcomed Donald Trump's attempts to end the war, insisted that European affairs can only be decided in agreement with Europe. The EU's foreign ministers are holding an informal meeting on Wednesday to discuss the possible peace plans as the United States confirms that Special Envoy Steve Witkoff, who has been accused of allegedly working with Russia over the negotiations, will return to Moscow for further discussions with President Putin.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.